Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 481, Instead of Sheep. Well, happy holidays to every one of you. We got a very Merry Christmas just a couple days away. I know I've been saying it all year, and I don't know how else to express it, but man, where has the time gone? Here we are, Christmas again. Well, time to give thanks in many ways and share it with all our friends and loved ones. Trust you're going to have a marvelous week this week, wherever you are, who you're with. Bless you all. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded with Adobe Podcast Beta using their AI voice, trying to make me sound as good as possible. What a task. Now keep in mind that you can listen to the Moose Podcast wherever you choose to go and listen to podcasts, be it iTunes or Spotify or Amazon or YouTube. Head to Spotify. You can leave comments. You can do the same thing there on YouTube. A few of you are doing it more and more on YouTube. I appreciate that. I appreciate you also telling folks to listen to the Moose Podcast. Had a real nice correspondence with a very nice lady this week. Her friend at the camera club said to check it out. Appreciate both of you guys. Thanks ever so much for making this podcast continue on and slowly keep growing. Episode 481. Wow. That's just a lot. You figure each one 15 minutes. That's a few minutes of me just carrying on and you being part of it. Very grateful. Thank you, guys. Thank you, one and all. If you didn't hear, this past week, Nikon dropped firmware 5.3 for the Z9. Now, a couple things kind of really amazed me about this. One, the Z9, which is 4 years old, about that now, it just keeps on going. And this new firmware brings even more potential out of that camera. I've been shooting it now for, 5 days with the new firmware, and pounded it hard this last couple of days. Yes, there is definitely a difference. Autofocus, there's still no test for speed, but it does seem a tad faster. It does seem to find what I think is the subject a hair faster. I'm not noticing any kind of hesitation in the system. It did bring in, amazing to me, I don't know how it happened, the dark tone monochrome that I have been ranting and raving about in the Z6 III and the Z8. That's now in the Z9. It's gorgeous. I wish I could find out if it's the sensor or it's the math of the curve they did, but I just think it's a little bit richer of black and white than the Z8 produces, which of course makes me incredibly happy. One of the features, and I think this is really telling of the company and just all that's going on, is the custom setting F11. If you have a 400-28 Z lens TC or the Z600-4 TC. You want to check out custom setting F11. It is really forward thinking. I actually had to make a phone call to figure out just why that all of a sudden came out of the blue. And it was real simple. Professionals, really like myself, use that DIX crop mode a lot on Z9, especially with the big glass TC. And that's the genesis for custom setting F11. It's just brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. So it is just very cool. Z9, after 4 years, I'm not going to say it's like a new camera again, but it's definitely perhaps a little bit in front of the curve of the Z8, which is newer. So that's pretty cool. That's just... how they can just drop some software over the internet that we put on a card and stick in our camera and boom, it does that. That still boggles my mind. What a blessing. My good friends at Bedford Camera, bedfords.com, are full of the Christmas spirit. Now, if you don't check out their website regularly, you need to. For example, this past weekend, so it's now over with, they would pay the sales tax on your Nikon purchases. Yeah, no matter where you were in the country, you could have called up and they'd ship you stuff and they would cover the sales tax. And that, along with their incredibly low prices and their free shipping, and by the way, for the next few days, I believe it is, if you buy from them via the website or make a phone call, they're going to give you a free upgrade on your shipping. So in other words, the ground shipping, I guess is what it's called, is free over $99, but they're going to give it to you in a second day now, and they're going to pick up the extra charge. Or if you got a second day, they're going to do for overnight. They're going to pick up a free upgrade on the shipping. So that's very cool. And the Nikon holiday savings, I believe, are still going. And I need to make sure you understand that Bedford's doesn't sell just Nikon. They sell Canon and Sony and DJI and there's seven stores chock full of amazing gear, and they have amazing people. I just love their people. They're there to help you in any way they can, solve your problems, in some ways create more, because they've got great stuff to tempt us. They have the prices, like I mentioned. They have the service. And they are dear friends of mine and sponsors of the Moose Podcast. So Merry Christmas, Bedfords, and you folks need to go and check them out. This past Wednesday, I was on the phone actually talking to someone about that custom setting F11 I just mentioned for the Z9. And the sun comes up. And we can see outside and see for, you know, a little bit of distance and some detail just after 8 a.m. And we've been having some wind, and the wind was forecasted. So I got up, made coffee, checked the weather station, and it said we've been having 21-mile-an-hour sustained winds and some gusts. I believe my wind weather station said our gusts here were 34 miles an hour. There were gusts just a mile away down the valley at 70 miles an hour. So as the light came out and I had my coffee, I saw that we had a couple trees blown over. And we're talking about pine trees. Their average height is 80 feet or so. And that happens. I mean, you live in a forest, you expect things like that. And you prepare for things like that, or knock on wood, forest fires, things like that. That's part of living in a forest. So anyway, I was on the phone and heard this loud explosion, for lack of better terms. And it was behind me, and I didn't think much of it. Didn't think much of it at all. And then I'm looking out my window, out the window. Sharon's and I share a window, and I'm looking my direction, and I can see the two down trees that are out there. And Sharon comes in and she looks out the window, her direction. She goes, "Oh," and she just said, "Oh," and just and was looking out. I went over to the other side and looked, and that loud explosion was a tree that had snapped in half. The wind had cracked it in half and then had sent it sailing about 15, 18 feet. And then it came down, and if it had been just an inch or two, literally more, I wouldn't be here talking with you, because this part of the house and the office would have been pummeled by that tree. It would have taken out the corner of the house. As it is, it just came down right at the edge, and the tip snapped and broke and wrapped around the bird feeders out the office window here, and boom, just like that. And I was just like, wow. And Sharon and I look at the snag that's left over, and it's probably about a 45 foot tall snag that's probably, I'm going to say, about 26, 27 dBH. So it's a big old tree for these guys. And Cher and I both look at that tree and we go, oh, there's the tree for the pileate to nest in. And I'm sure that's just the way most people would go. Really? You have a tree snap and almost take out the corner of your house, and your first thought is nesting habitat? Yeah, it's kind of, you go to bed and you go to sleep. It's good to count your blessings, to know, and look at the glasses is half full. As photographers, we tend to, I think, way too often look at what we've not accomplished rather than looking at what we have accomplished. We don't really cherish those things we have learned and depend on, more chastise ourselves for what we haven't learned yet and what we need to do. I know that's a little bit of my makeup. I've spent a few days in a video finishing class and having to fall back on some of the things I have learned as I try to learn some of the things I need to learn and then kind of master a couple critical things that just makes the post-finishing a little bit more of fun rather than a chore. And I certain things I go back, it's I just count my blessings for simple little things that have been said to me. One of them, our oldest son Brent said to me long ago when I first got into video, because he's been doing video longer than I have, he's much, much better at it. And I was having issues. And he just said, Dad, it's like you tell others, get it right in the camera. And then the finishing is a whole lot simpler. And that's really important video. I mean, you've got to nail white balance. There's no, I'm going to, fix that later in video. It doesn't work that way. You go into color grading, rabbit hole, for lack of better terms. You don't nail that white balance when you make the capture. There's so many examples. If you think about it, there's simple things that have come along in your photography. Yeah, there could be gear that might have come that, might have been something that changed. But you think about the blessings you have. They're inside your head, inside your heart. They're there right this moment. You don't really need me to point them out other than the fact that you are a photographer. And it's our very nature to always think that somebody else's yard is greener than our own. It's possible. So this week or Christmas, when we're thinking about all those things we have and listening to the tunes and looking at presents and decorating the tree and making merry with our friends, make merry with your own photography. Kind of think of that Ray Conniff Christmas song that's classic. And it's the last line says it all. When you go to sleep, having a hard time, count your blessings instead of sheep. You folks have a marvelous week, because next week is New Year. Oh my gosh, it's here. Have fun. Take lots of photographs this week. Just make merry. And remember to make every click your story.